A messy BC tenancy situation warranted an ultra-deep cleaning after a tenant allegedly left feces all over his apartment. According to Section 32 of the Residential Tenancy Act, RTA, landlords are responsible for providing and maintaining their residential properties in a state that complies with the health, safety, and housing standards required by law. But tenants are not off the hook, either. They need to keep their homes and surrounding common areas reasonably clean and repair damages caused by people and pets. Landlord-tenant dispute involved messy unit soiled with feces. In a recent dispute, a BC landlord stated that they had to have a biohazard cleaning company come into the unit to dispose of their tenants' unsanitary items for $2,967.67, adding that the unit was in horrible condition. The company also had to HEPA vacuum the entire unit and do a wet clean because it was so unsanitary. They also applied an antimicrobial treatment. Not only was their clothing strewn all over the floor, but the living room floor was also covered with garbage and debris. The kitchen sink was piled high with dirty dishes, while the kitchen counters had white residue and the bathtub was also filled with furniture. The building manager speculated that the white powder was crystal methamphetamine. The maintenance manager observed feces on the bed, ceiling, and floor and on a sex contraption on the bed, as well as various other items on the bed that he didn't feel comfortable speaking about. However, they note that the ceiling may be permanently stained because of its finish. In response to the allegations, the tenant stated that he didn't use drugs and that the white powder was not methamphetamine. He also said that the marks on the ceiling weren't feces. He said the sex toy was a modified vibrator and belonged to his girlfriend. RTB sides with landlord. The Residential Tenancy Board, RTB, sided with the landlord for the damages, noting that the photos, first-hand testimony from the maintenance manager, and the notations on the biohazard invoice show that the building was contaminated with fecal matter and may have also been contaminated with drugs. Further, the unit was in poor condition with garbage, recycling, clothes and other items piled throughout the subject rental property. The RTB ruled that the tenant breached Section 37(2)(o) of the Act by failing to leave the subject rental property clean when he vacated the unit. The landlord was awarded the cost of the biohazard cleaning in the amount of $2,967.57. A Vancouver lawyer also had a problem with feces in a rental situation, except she was the renter and she wasn't the one responsible.